I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I'm not afraid. I think Dave Harrigan's afraid. I'm going to call it out right now. Dave Harrigan is afraid. I've said it before. I'll say it again. Fireworks are overrated. Let's just go with the scenario. Sometime this weekend. First of all, finding fireworks right now is a challenge. Because so many places, for financial reasons, for drought reasons, maybe alternative, better options, and there are many. You don't have as many places to go, but you go there. You bring your kids. And unless you want to get there about 7 hours ahead of time. It's about 7 hours ahead of time. You park like about 2 miles away. You've already been fairly busy with the kids already. So they're tired. And you walk, and you walk, and you walk, and you got that big heavy blanket for some reason. I don't know why you do it, but you bring that big heavy blanket. Then you get near the fireworks, and there's too many people. It's not like they're waiting and say, Harrigan family, come on up here. We're waiting for you, and we've left a wide swath of area for you. You'll be jammed in there with some other family. And a lot of us really don't care for be jammed into a group with a lot of people. And people seemingly now don't like each other. It's not that tough to be empathetic and decent and kind, but now it is. And then because you get there so early, you're waiting. Guess what isn't waiting? They're there for you, the bugs. The buggers are waiting. Guess what else isn't waiting? Kids have to go to the bathroom. And there's probably, you know, one porta potty there. Maybe one. Line's about 5,000 people. And it's so far away that when maybe the fireworks start, you're facing the other way. You don't even see the fireworks. And then guess what else? Kids are hungry. Kids are thirsty. Maybe you brought the stuff. Maybe you didn't. And then if you wait until the end, well, then the whole world is leaving at the same time. And it's another 30, 45, hour and a half until you get out of there. But if you leave early, if you suggest that, somebody's not happy with that. I mean, you could start walking that car, which is, you know, 16 miles away, and you could watch the fireworks. No, we have to sit here. We have to sit here until the end. And then the kids are unbelievably crabby. You and your significant other are not happy. And then guess what? Guess what happens? You get home. And about, 10:45, Fred, Dan, and Jake, they've headed over to Baldwin, Wisconsin at Fireworks of Palooza, and they're going to set those babies off for about an hour and a half. And you got your dog that's going crazy. And it's not like 12:15. I'm not one who's like the former news guy in this show who takes his teeth out at 6:30 after watching, the Golden Girls. But it's 12:15 and the fireworks is still going off. And this is something that Dave Harrigan embraces. Just admit it, you don't. But you feel the pressure to be a citizen of the United States of America. You don't like it, but you're afraid that the so-called patriots are going to come down on you if you tell the truth that fireworks are not worth the effort. You want to watch them on TV, fine. You want to do a little YouTube, fine. Hey, there are drone shows now. Harrigan, you're making about $275,000, You could have your own drone and have it spin around. isn't it better to avoid all the nonsense that comes with fireworks? Just go ahead and say, yes. Yes, it is. You'll feel better. Go ahead, Dave. Yes, it is.
I love that you're advocating. Just go to the YouTube fireworks show. Just phenomenal. Pull it up on your phone. The kids will love it. Yeah. No, from the scenario you painted, the picture you painted,
accurate.
I hear accurate. That, and I hear, A lot of inaccuracies, and B, somebody who really just doesn't like his kids. I mean, come on, Dad, be prepared. Have the kids go to the bathroom before you leave. Bring a little cup of water, a little snack, or get them some mini donuts at the park. Let's go, Dad.
Who brings their kids a cup of water? What are you talking about?
A bottle of water. You didn't bring your kids when they were little. They didn't have a little water bottle you'd tote along every once in a while.
I guess, yeah. You got to bring the big cooler, though.
No, you don't.
Because there's got to be other treats in there. They can't just have a bottle of water.
No, you get the mini donuts from the mini donut stand at the park. Every park's got one.
Yeah. Those cost $17, probably.
You know what? It's the 4th of July. Deal with it. I know what your salary's like. You say, I make $275. You're triple that.
You, a person who never likes to talk to employees outside of the brief little bit of time that you talk to employees. You want to hang with a bunch of people who are hot, sweaty, and angry and might be making conversation with you and you don't want to talk to them? That's what you want?
Well, no, I'm not going to let them make conversation with me. That's what I have a back for, Chad, and that's what I turn towards them.
You keep turning different ways like it's a yoga class because other people try to talk to you.
Yes, exactly right. Now, last year, we got to the fireworks. My parents always go to their place. They have a big neighborhood picnic thing. My mom likes to blow up all the stuff she can, so that's fine. The backyard fireworks.
Well, hold on a second. I think we've discovered it. Your mom is some sort of maniac that has taught you this routine. Is that what's going on?
Oh, she's a pyromaniac. Absolutely. Absolutely pyromaniac. And then she loves the big show. So the backyard fireworks, I can take it or leave it. That's fine. But she likes
at about 11:50 when your child wants to be asleep and is waking up. You can take that or leave it?
Well, no, we do need to have a cutoff time. I think 10:30 is, if it's an actual 4th of July, I'll give you till 10:30, 11. If it's the day before, day after, or any time, you better be done by 9. Let's go. We're done with this.
No chance.
I know there's no chance.
Yeah. I mean, money should fall from the skies today. That's as likely as the people in your neighborhood are going to stop at 9 o'clock.
Well, that's true. And with the 4th of July being on a Monday, we'll hear it tonight, Saturday night, Sunday night, Monday night. So this is the first of four at the very least. But we got to the big show right outside of Maplewood Mall last year, right around 9:45, parked. A little bit of a walk, not bad. Couldn't have been more than half a mile from car to the spot we actually sat down, and you're talking about this heavy blanket. What kind of wool blanket are you toting from 1835?
That's it, baby. The wool, the thing that, like, your sweat, you just stick to it.
Exactly.
You know?
We sat down. There
Aunt
was plenty
Betty
of room.
Betty brought that to you when you were, like a 12-year-old. You're like, oh, God, Aunt Betty, go back. I don't want to see you ever again.
Plenty of room. We knew where the fireworks were going to be shot off.
Plenty of room? What are you talking about?
There was plenty of room. We got there 10 minutes before they started, and we had our choice. You know, there's people, but there's plenty of room in between.
Fireworks? I mean, you're looking for Sbarro?
No,
what else are you looking for there?
At the mall. Pay attention. It was near the mall, okay? It's in that general area, but it's at a park where there's a bunch of soccer fields, and there's plenty of room to stretch out. And you know what? You got to walk out of there with some other people, but it's just fine. Everybody's moving, and there's a big old parking lot where everybody can get out nice and quickly and get back home.
I mean,
and you know what? The kids are plenty tired enough at the end of the night where hopefully if you're a good dad, Chad, you can just pick them up and throw them in bed. They don't even got to brush their teeth.
Well, you have one little angel as a child.
I have two.
So just, the other one where we don't know yet about. Your kids are so young, they're not feisty. Our ages are very young. Tell the ages again.
5 and 2.
Yeah, okay.
And don't talk to me about feisty. That 5-year-old is too feisty for her own good.
Wait till they start talking back to you. You know, start questioning you. It's all going to turn. It's all going to turn.
Oh, I don't.
You know what I think it is? You said in the first hour you had not had any edibles. I think Heather Edelson, who, by the way, hasn't returned our phone calls, and then Jim Abel, all of a sudden, who normally is available to come on and is an excellent radio guest, now Jim's not available. I think they dropped off at edible, you know, where you're now got a little buzz going and you're acting like it's just Shangri-La, that fireworks is just that easy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.